But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jamie Regula, and I'm from Salem, Ohio.
Salem, Ohio? Forgive me for not knowing this, but how far is Salem from where we are in Cleveland, or near Cleveland?
It's like an hour.
An hour away. And what do you do there in Salem?
Well, I work as a forester, but the dream is to be a stay-at-home cat mom.
Wait a minute. You work as a forester. Isn't it usually the other way around? The people at home with their cats wish they could be out in the forest?
Maybe, but my cats are really great. So.
Yeah, that's true. Jamie, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two limericks, you'll be a winner. All right, here is your first limerick.
Pay attention. Come close. Take good care. Now, what do you see? Nothing there. H2O, CO2, and some magic will do. We have whipped up some food from thin
air.
Yes, thin air. A Finnish company claims they can make an edible protein using only carbon dioxide, water, and electricity, a product currently known in the U.S. as La Croix. The food... This food made of thin air has a consistency, they say, similar to wheat flour, which means you can finally gorge yourself on all the dry wheat flour you want, guilt-free.
So you're eating air?
Yeah, the idea is they say we can actually make food from air using electricity, somehow creating edible proteins that gives you sustenance.
Oh, but it will actually be a solid.
Food that you eat. You don't like,
It's not, you're not just inhaling air.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'd be weird if that were the case. You'd be like, what are you trying to go on a diet? No breathing for me today, thanks. Trying to lose a few pounds.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a new LA diet food.
Yeah, it really does. All right, here's your next limerick.
This avian trend is absurd. By Hitchcock, this flock has been spurred. They dive bomb for fun while I'm out on a run. I have just been attacked by a
bird.
Birds! Birds are going crazy this summer, dive bombing and stealing food out of people's hands. Red-winged blackbirds are the biggest aggressors, attacking anyone who comes near their habitats. Well, these attacks might seem random. It is breeding season. The birds are really just saying, hey, knock next time. Or they should just hang a necktie on their nest knobs.
They take time out of their, you know, lovemaking to bomb a person?
Yeah, apparently they're very protective of their nests during breeding season. It's also because the babies are there.
Oh, the babies are made already.
Yeah, in some cases the babies are made, so okay. They're being very protective. All right, Jamie, here is your last limerick.
As Pottery Barn makes amends, Phoebe's wrath will now pay dividends. Soon you'll all run across chairs from Rachel and Ross. We sell furniture featured on...
Shh.
Seinfeld. Friends?
Yes, Friends.
Boy, you're good.
With the new Friends-inspired furniture line from Pottery Barn, you can spruce up your space with iconic living room pieces from the sitcom, Friends. You can get your Central Perk mugs. You can have Rachel's coffee table. You can have a bunch of lazy people lying around who somehow don't need jobs. Friends, as you all know, is a television show that ended about 15 years ago. People still watch it because of the hilarious antics of Rachel, Ross, Niles, Roz, and Frasier. Turns out there's a lot of this going around, a lot of stuff sponsored by TV shows. Pottery Barn is doing Friends. Unfortunately for Sears, the Chernobyl furniture did not turn out so well.
I was wondering about Orange is the New Black furniture.
Oh, boy. Bill, how did Jamie do in our quiz?
Jamie's been waiting for it all her life, and it paid off with a perfect score.
Congratulations, Jamie.
Thanks.
Take care and thanks.
Bye.